Hello, and welcome to the Daydream Believers podcast. I'm your host, Liz Chiarelli. Here, you'll find a monthly dose of insight to help keep you motivated, inspired, and informed so you can continue working towards your dreams. We cover a variety of topics from mindset to health to strategy so you can become the person you need to be in order to turn your dreams into reality. Every now and then, we'll also bring in some music artists to showcase some of the finest electronic music out there. Thanks for listening, and remember to head to lizchiarelli.com to download a free morning motivation that'll guarantee you start each day strong and stay on the path to success. Now, on to the show. Hello, Liz here, and welcome to another episode of the Daydream Believers podcast. During this episode, I talk about why it is that we sometimes experience such intense fear when it comes to expressing our creative gifts, and I explore one or two tactics that we can employ to help ourselves overcome those fears. Hi everyone, thank you very much for tuning in again. So last week, I touched on where I consider fear to come from in spiritual terms. From my perspective, it's a method employed by the darker forces at play on this planet to keep us from expressing our creative gifts. Why, you might ask? Because our creative expression is also the gateway to our empowerment. And I am talking experientially when I say that. I've had to overcome quite the collection of fears in order to start achieving my dream of working in music full time. There was the fear of financial lack, the fear of failure, the fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. It was all fear, fear, fear. Now, I tried all sorts of tactics to overcome fear. Feeling it as excitement made sense to me, but it didn't work. All I still felt was fear. And it was paralyzing fear as well. Another way to overcome fear is to do it anyway. And this theory appealed to me, but the fear I felt was so paralyzing, I couldn't move beyond it. What actually finally freed me from the clutches of fear was entertaining the thought that maybe, just maybe, there was something greater than me trying to manipulate my thoughts and keep me paralyzed in fear, because by doing so, it had my energy, and without it, it couldn't survive. Now, this belief actually made me become more resolute than ever to follow my dreams, and I finally found the courage to put everything I had into music, and I mean everything. Money, time, energy, patience, resilience, determination, dedication, all of it got thrown at music. And once I had plucked up enough courage to do the very thing I was so fearful of doing, the fear melted away. Not just in regards to my creativity, but throughout my entire life. Of course, I still feel fear because I'm a human being, but now I have the will to plow right on through it. We must remember that the one thing we are most afraid of doing, especially regarding our creativity, is often where our magic lies or where our life's purpose resides. So it's really important that we act in spite of our fears. And when we do, we realize there is actually nothing really there to be afraid of. It's just an illusion of shadows. So perhaps regarding fear as an outside force trying to manipulate your thoughts seems a bit zany, and it might be. But what I'm interested in is getting to the very bottom of the root of what causes that thought that then triggers that emotion. And I'm talking deeper than a set of circumstances that happened to you as a child or that are the result of social programming. I actually found it fascinating that simply by convincing myself
that the fear was not mine, so to speak, it somehow gave me the courage to overcome the fear. This, therefore, suggests to me that we can overcome fears simply by choosing to entertain another way of thinking and believing in that with everything we have. So my suggestion to you is to investigate new beliefs that will change your way of thinking and eventually liberate you from the bondage of fear.
Woohoo!
And if that way of thinking doesn't resonate with you, but you struggle to overcome fears by just doing it anyway, there is another nifty little trick that you can use to overcome your fear. And that's to actually flip it on its head and use fear as motivational fuel. For example, let's say you're a procrastinator and you always find other things to do than working on your dream. So try this. Set yourself a daily or a weekly goal and tell a few friends about it, 5 or more if preferable. And then tell them that you'll pay them each £100 if you don't get it done. So five friends, that's £500. 10 friends, that's £1,000. You see why the more friends you tell, the better it becomes, the more motivational it becomes. So give it a go and see what happens. I do have a few more nifty little tricks up my sleeve to help you overcome fear, and I will be back with more in the next coming weeks. Thank you very much for tuning in, and here's to following our dreams.
Thanks so much for listening. It's my pleasure to be able to bring you guests who are experts in their field to help you continue walking the path of your dreams. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to know what you thought of it, so please do remember to subscribe in iTunes and give us a little rate and review. If the show resonated with you, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. If you have a question or topic you'd like answered on the podcast, head to lizcirelli.com/contact and pop me a message. If you'd like to join my coaching community, Daydream Believers, and connect with me on a deeper level, you can become a patron. Just head to patreon.com/lizcirelli, where you can sign up quickly and easily. As a patron, you'll get access to the full range of my coaching packages, plus you'll get exclusive early access to all of my musical output.